Well, good morning and a warm welcome to St Luke's this morning, and a special welcome to Arabella and her family as she comes for baptism. Most of our service is on the screen. Would you please stand as you're able as we sing our opening hymn, Seek Ye First. Be with you.
And also with you.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Today is the fifth Sunday in Lent, so a special prayer for the day. Life-giving God, your Son came into the world to free us all from sin and death. Breathe upon us with the power of your Spirit, that we may be raised to new life in Christ, and serve you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. Father, for making yourself known to us and showing the way of salvation through faith in your Son, we ask you now to teach and encourage us through your word, so that we may be ready to serve you with the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let me read for you one of the stories that I was making allusion to in the children's talk. It's a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them, and there were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones of the whole house of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." For the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now would you please stand as you are able as we sing our next hymn together. Father, hear the prayer we offer.
I'm on now. A very special welcome to Eloise and Jason, who have brought Arabella to us here this morning. Thank you for bringing Arabella to us. And thank you for bringing your godparents and your friends. And godparents, you should be becoming very uneasy. We'll be testing you later to see how much you know. But our normal procedure here is to stand during the gospel reading, so please stand. A reading from the Holy Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and yet you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so for now, for it's proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up out of the water, suddenly the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. For the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Well, in that reading we've just done, on the day that Jesus was baptized, the heavens were opened and the Spirit descended like a dove. Well, today the heavens are opened and the Spirit has descended to be with us because Arabella has come for baptism. Baptism is a very special ceremony. Like weddings, it's a celebration of hope and new life at the beginning. It's a thanksgiving, baptism for us today, a thanksgiving for the new life that has come into Arabella's family. I'll be referring during this short expression of two primal elements that we can't live without, water and fire. Our medical people tell us we never drink enough water. Did anybody walk to church this morning and didn't use the fire from an internal combustion engine? Well, both water and fire are good, but they can be dangerous. You don't have to remind people living in North Queensland about the dangers of too much water. And we all know about bushfires. I think these two primal elements remind us that when we are raising children, we live on the edge. It's not easy. Water. This morning, we are going to take the river of life and sprinkle it over Arabella. I'll get it. And that is to show that she is new, sparkling and clean. So Eloise and Jason, your little girl is not just your child. She is a child of God. So you must celebrate. Will you celebrate really well today? Good. The element of fire. We'll have a lighted candle during the ceremony and we'll present parents with a lighted candle. That is a symbol of the presence of God, a symbol of the light of God's love. And parents and godparents, you're going to promise as Arabella grows that you will show her the way of Jesus. And we can help you with that. And so, Eloise and Jason, thank you for bringing Arabella to us to remind us of our baptism. You know, Arabella comes, she brings nothing to recommend herself to God. She hasn't done anything yet. But what she does bring is the capacity to receive God's love and goodness. And that's a reminder to us of how we must come to our God. All we can bring to our God is the openness to receive love and goodness and then share it. The Lord be with you.
Well, now let us stand as we sing another hymn, and during that hymn we will gather round the font for parents, godparents, and anybody else, particularly any other children who might want to come and see what's going on. So please stand as we sing Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Baptism is the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. When he had risen from the dead, he commanded his followers to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We have come together today to obey that command. Baptism with water signifies the cleansing from sin that Jesus' death makes possible, and the new life that God gives us through the Holy Spirit. In baptism, the promises of God are visibly signed and sealed for us. We are joined to Christ and made members of his body, the Church Universal. Children are baptized in response to God's all-embracing love. Parents and godparents who have responded to that love, come now, to bring their children for baptism. Before this congregation, they must express their own trust and commitment to the promises of God and their intention to bring up their children in the faith and practice of the church. In due time, these children should make their own response to God and be prepared for confirmation. And so, let us affirm our trust in God's mercy and confess that we need forgiveness. Don't do that one. All right. Okay, I'm following along. Okay. We welcome Arabella, who comes to be baptized, and invite the sponsors, parents and others, to present her now, very loudly.
We present Arabella Yvonne Friend to be baptized.
Thank you. Will you accept the responsibilities placed upon you in bringing Arabella for baptism?
I will.
Are you willing to answer on behalf of Arabella?
I am.
By your own prayers and example, by your friendship and love, will you encourage Arabella in the life and faith of the Christian community?
I will.
With God's help. And now, before God and this congregation, you must affirm that you turn to Christ and reject all that is evil. Do you turn to Christ?
I turn to Christ.
Do you repent of your sins?
I repent of my sins.
Do you reject selfish living and all that is false and unjust?
I reject them all.
Do you renounce all evil? I renounce all that is evil. Almighty God, deliver you from the powers of darkness and lead you in the light of Christ to his everlasting kingdom. Amen. Will you each, by God's grace, strive to live as a disciple of Christ, loving God with your whole heart and your neighbour as yourself until your life's end.
I will, with God's help.
Now I'm talking to everybody here this morning. You've heard these, our brothers and sisters, respond to Christ. Will you support them in this calling?
We will.
Well done, everyone. We come now to the baptism itself. You're going to lead us in the prayers. Thank you.
You're going to lead us in prayer. Oh, you get a break. We'll pray for the church and for our world and for the family and friends of Arabella. Creating God, we pray for this beautiful world that nourishes and cares for us. In these darkest of times in the Middle East, with hostility spreading through the region, we pray for peace and hope to see an end to the conflict. Amen. Holy God, we give thanks for your church, for the leaders who teach us of the life and mission of Jesus. As we journey through Lent, we recall God's promise of the resurrection and strive to live as disciples of Christ. Amen. Loving God, we pray for our community, for the ties that bind us. May we here at St. Luke's be a living example of God's Spirit guiding our lives. We particularly pray for those in our families and community who are sick, frail, or emotionally stressed. Grant them the gift of wholeness and wellness. Amen. Eternal God, we give thanks for the lives of those who have gone before us. May we always remember their service as faithful disciples of Christ and strive to live our lives with the same focus of love and community. Amen. Now for our prayers and baptism today. Grant, merciful God, that Arabella be so buried with Christ in baptism that the new nature may be raised up in her. May the fruit of your Spirit grow and flourish in her. Amen.
Amen.
Give to her parents, Jason and Eloise, and her godparents, Karina, Paul, Sarah and Cameron, the desire to share with them what you have revealed in your holy gospel. Amen.
Amen.
May she know Christ's forgiving love and continue in the fellowship and service of his church. May she proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ. Amen. We thank you for the ministry we have in your world and to each other in the household of faith. Hasten that day when the whole creation shall be made perfect in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we come now to the baptism proper. Follow along in the little booklet if you've managed to get one. And you follow along too, Arabella. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. We give you thanks that at the beginning of creation, your Holy Spirit moved upon the waters to bring forth light and life. With water you cleanse and replenish the earth. You nourish and sustain all living things. Thanks be to God. We give you thanks that through the waters of the Red Sea, you led your people out of slavery into freedom and brought them through the River Jordan to new life in the land of promise. Thanks be to God. We give you thanks for your Son, Jesus Christ, for his baptism by John, for his anointing with the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. And we give you thanks that through the deep waters of death, Jesus delivered us from our sins and was raised to new life in triumph.
Thanks be to God.
And we give you thanks for the grace of the Holy Spirit, who forms us in the likeness of Christ and leads us to proclaim your kingdom. Now, come on over to the font. We'll get you. Come around this side if you can. All right, can you hold that for me? I'm going to do that. Okay. We'll do the blessing of the water which has been poured in, which is lovely. And now we give you thanks that you've called Arabella to new birth in your church through these waters of baptism. Pour out your Holy Spirit in blessing and sanctify this water, so that those who were baptized in it may be made one with Christ in his death and resurrection. May they die to sin, rise to newness of life, and continue forever in Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we give you praise and honour in the unity of the Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And now I ask you to affirm as yours the faith of the Church. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe
in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in God the Son?
I
believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This is the faith of the Church.
With our faith, we believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you. Okay. Come on, can you bring him? Can you hold that for me? Oh, very kind. Thank you. Where are we? Right. Arabella, Yvonne Friend, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That one there. Come on over. Hang on to that. Now, it's all right. Arabella, I sign you with the sign of the cross to show that you are marked as Christ's own forever. Live as a disciple of Christ. Fight the good fight. Finish the race. Keep the faith. Confess Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection and look for his coming in glory. That one there. Do you want to? No, he's a bit. Who's scared? Anybody else want to help? Godparents. Are you? You look like a godparent. Can we just hang on to that for me? All right. Where are we now? Right. Arabella, God has brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Shine as a light in the world to the glory of God the Father. Arabella, God has called you into his Church. We therefore receive and welcome you as a member with us of the body of Christ, as a child with us of the Father, as a skin of us. Amen. Well, we'll present our certificates. That's your certificate of baptism, Arabella. Can you bring that over, please, and show Arabella what she's the light of her life? You pass them around if you would. Yeah. Look at that, Arabella. Can you come over and blow it out for us?
Also have some certificates for the godparents to remind them of the promises they've made today to actually tell the stories of Jesus to Arabella.
2, 3.
Arabella. Yeah, we get that. I'm kicking up bad habits for my colleague.
Dad.
So Karina? It's Karina. There we are. And Paul. And you must be Sarah. And she must be Cameron. There we are. Thank you. Helen?
Thank you.
And We're really pleased to have you with us here today. Thank you for joining us. And on behalf of the community here at St. Luke's, we'd like to give Arabella a small gift, a little Bible, sort of a starter's Bible, start her journey. Thank you.
We might go and sit down.
Well done.
Well done.
So we now, as we carry on our service, we're going to celebrate the Eucharist. Anyone who is used to receiving communion in your own church and you're baptized, you're very welcome to take communion with us. We do communion from the chancel step, come up the centre aisle and go back round the side aisles. But now to greet you the greeting of peace. Be glad, you righteous, rejoice in the Lord, shout for joy all that are true of heart, and the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
The peace be with you all. How many do we have on Zoom?
With you.
And the seven people have been watching us on Zoom, so peace be with you at home. So as we remain standing, we sing our next hymn, Will You Come and Follow Me? Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. For your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory, for the service of your kingdom.
Blessed be God forever.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
All glory and honour be yours, always and everywhere. Mighty Creator, ever-living God, we give you thanks and praise for our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who, by the power of your Spirit, was born of Mary and lived as one of us. By his death on the cross and rising to new life, he offered the one true sacrifice for sin and obtained an eternal deliverance for his people. In baptism, you have united us to him and brought us out of darkness into light. You pour your Spirit upon us, filling us with your gifts, and calling us to serve you as a royal priesthood. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Merciful God, we thank you for these gifts of your creation, this bread and wine. And we pray that by your word and Holy Spirit, we who eat and drink them may be partakers of Christ's body and blood. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread. And when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of a new covenant, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Therefore, we do as our Saviour has commanded, proclaiming his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. And looking for his coming again, we celebrate with this bread and this cup his one perfect and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Renew us by your Holy Spirit. Unite us in the body of your Son and bring us with all your people into the joy of your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, with whom and in whom, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, Father, in songs of never-ending praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are confident to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body, for we will share in one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, let us take this holy sacrament, the body and blood of Christ, in remembrance that he died for us, and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Gracious God, in baptism you make us one family in Christ your Son, one in the sharing of his body and his blood, one in the communion of his Spirit. Help us to grow in love for one another and come to the full maturity of the body of Christ. Most loving God, you send us into the world you love. Give us grace, go thankfully and with courage, in the power of your Spirit. Amen. Wonderful. Well, now let's stand as we sing our missional hymn, We Are Marching in the Light of God.
We are marching in the light of God.
forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Give honour to all. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.